To be mindful or have the awareness is the beginning of the practice. If we forget about the body and mind, it's impossible to observe the mind and the body as it actually is. And it's impossible to have the mindfulness. Most of the people always lost in thought. And another type of the people, especially those who practice, try to over-focus, try to control themselves too much. So there's two sides of them, the extremities. So either lost in thought, and another one is over-focusing or controlling too much. It's either controlling the breath or controlling the movement of the body. These people, however, when they're not in their practice routine, they also get lost in thoughts. They forget about their body and mind. When we over-focus, our minds are too stiff and too stable, too still. It's so unnatural. So you can perhaps see the body and mind, see how it moves and, you know, all the phenomena going on. But the mind is not natural. It's not in its natural state. So it's impossible to see the truth about the body and mind. So whenever we think about practicing, just start by controlling and adjusting ourselves, either the posture or the mental state or how the mind is. Try to fix it, try to stiff it up, try to, be composed. And thinking that by being composed or, restraining yourself a little bit, that's a good start for practicing. It's actually not. Because it stops everything from being in its natural state. And you can't possibly see the truth about all things. When you're too stiff, and if you died, and it's being too stiff with the mind, in the mind, it's kind of like pretending to be Brahma in the state of peace and calm and stable. It's not your natural state. So we need to study what the Buddha actually teaches us. The very first teaching of the Buddha is about two things that people who are interested in walking the path of wisdom should not hold, should not keep. The first one is to totally lost in thought or lost to the defilements or fabrications. Kind of allow yourself to just follow all the defilements or the fabrications or formations, like thinking, for example. Another one that we all practitioners should not do is to think that by controlling yourself or focus, keep being still are the way to do it, to practice. Because when the mind is too stiff or too suppressed, it's more like a body or physical mortification. So the two ways that we should not go is to follow the body of physical mortification or even mental mortification, suppressing your mind too much, or just kind of just follow and let yourself go with all the fabrications. So if you can actually see the mind moving and behave in its natural course, that's the way to practice. That's the correct way. Because it's okay to let it wander off occasionally or momentarily. It's incorrect if you try to keep it still or to have mindfulness all the time. So just start practicing by just sitting or being in your casual, relaxing state. And he's pointing out one person who just, thought he was practicing but actually lost in thought. He said, just when he tried to point out just to one person, the whole hall got stiffed. We ask whether you know that the body was doing the laughing and the mind kind of relaxed and released, spread it out a little. So just observe those. So if you didn't have mindfulness when those happened, it means you're lost in thought. So it means that you're already overpowered by the happiness or pleasant feeling and you didn't know it. The pleasant feeling is a type of raka or lust, greed, want, desire, same category. When you laughed and you didn't know it, so you didn't have mindfulness, but then when he pointed out and you start controlling yourself, that's another extremity. It's okay to swing back and forth like this because it's natural, but you just need to know when that happened. Either you're over-focusing, over-controlling yourself, or lost. You just need to know, let all the mind and the body do its own thing, and just observe. So today, for those who are in the course, just try to practice this. You have to do it. With full attention, just kind of do it in a relaxing way, casually. He said that's all he can teach today for them. And people laugh. And he asked whether they have mindfulness when they laughed. If they do, please raise the hands. He said, don't cheat him because he could detect whether they're telling the truth or not. Okay. So he said he doesn't have to have any supernatural power to know that. Because, like for example, if you have pet dog pet, you can actually tell when it's in a good mood or not, or when it's happy and or it's mild. So being a teacher for a long time, he can tell. So now, okay, we're gonna get into the Q&A session. Lungpa said, once he said the word, many people got stiff, even when they're fanning themselves and they're supposed to feel relaxed and comfortable. This lady practiced for 2 years so far. The first year, she just tried to practice in every movement or activity that she was doing. There was this one time when she was riding a motorcycle and then she felt that the body was doing the riding. And she herself was just on it. But she got scared, she got surprised and when she saw that separation. So Lungpa teased her that it's good that she has mindfulness then, because otherwise when she got surprised or when she saw the suppression, she might got into the accident. And she said after that, she just made so many mistakes, and sometimes she's over-focused, sometimes she's just totally lost in thought for a long time. Now she has a question, like when she sits and she feel pain in her legs. And what she's trying to do is just to observe the pain, but it's too unbearable. So Lungpa said, you don't have to force yourself to sit on the floor. It's okay to sit on the chair and just practice on the chair. But if you can sit on the floor, you just go ahead and do it. But you don't have to force until you can't get afterwards. Lungpa asked her to try breathing in put, out, though. Okay, she just lost, and she said because she's too exciting. So Lungpa said, just use the breathing, try the breathing for now, to bring the mind back to herself. It's kind of scattered away from herself. It's off base. Okay. So this person knows that she's, her mind is really busy and scattered. So Long Po said, it's good that she can see it. It's not good that her mind is scattered, but it's good that she knows that it is. And she feels that she doesn't know how to practice right now because it's all confused. Long Po said, by knowing that, she's already practiced. If she can't really assess her mind or what's going on in her mind, use the body instead. Okay. She was trying to say something and Long Po pointed out that the urge drive the wanting to talk. It came up from the middle of the chest. She said sometimes she got confused and she couldn't see what she should observe or see. Long Po said, when she got confused, just know so. And she thinks too much. Just know what is dominant at the time. Like right now, when she moves, she nods. When she, you know, hold her hands or whatever. Just know that it is doing that posture. Don't think too much. Okay, so this person, Long Po said what she was doing before was incorrect because she used too much force to control herself. She said while staying at the temple, during her day she's doing quite well and casual, but then in the evening she got scared because of the dark. Sometimes she woke up and she got scared, so she tried to use mantra or do something until she fell asleep again. So she's asked whether it's okay to use the body as the object, as the base. And Long Po said it's okay. Just observe it as it's another person, like the body is another person. You're observing another person. And you can't really control another person's body, so you can just only observe it from afar. Long Po said, This side of the temple is actually not that scary. If she goes inside the other side of the temple, when it's really dark because of all the trees and with all these animals like snakes or weird noises, and sometimes with the flashing lights at night, it's not ghosts, but it's actually fireflies, but she probably can't survive there. But she said, well, this fear is since when she was young. But when she faces it again here, she just thinks that she needs to get past this. So Long Po said, yes. And he said, when he was young, he actually was afraid of ghosts as well. When his little kitten died, he tried not to sleep because he was afraid that the kitten would show up in his dream. Okay, so this lady, she said that this time she thinks she's made some progress. And she said because she saw this one t-shirt that she learned from before, and he came today, and seeing him again just kind of put her mind right back on track. But Long Po said, it's good. She actually made some progress, but it's a little bit too much stress or too much force because her daily life, her work is already too stressful. So when she practices, don't try to make the practice stressful. Lighten up a little bit. And he asked whether she's afraid of anything like animal, like spiders or insects or snakes. And if she is afraid of anything or the gecko or whatever, it's actually good for the practice because she can see the fear arises. Long Po said in the master temples, the masters would normally put the monks in the place where they are afraid of. Like if they're afraid of spiders, they put in the kuti or the room full of spiders just for practice sake. For here, actually, the one that's most dangerous is snake. We have lots of snakes here. But if you're careful, it's okay. You wouldn't fall into any danger because they are also afraid of us. So basically, it's a good practice to see fear once in a while. Okay, so now he's calling the numbers. So if you have a question, just raise the number card you have. Okay, number 12. So this person said whenever she tried to sit, do the sitting meditation, it's kind of focused too much. She feels tightened in her body or chest. So she changed to laying down posture for the meditation. Is it okay? And Longpa said, actually, the posture is not important. Or even the word that she might be using for chanting or mantra, the key word, the most important thing is whether or not she has the mindfulness, she has the awareness. Her problem is because she tries too much to control herself, to know she has the mindfulness, that's why it's too stressful. She asked which of the teaching assistants she should go to. And Longpa said, it's already up to your style. He is now recommending Kun Mae Shi because she has such a high compassion. She's very a compassionate person. So many people who can't really go to other teaching assistants or who needs to talk, you know, just to release, find somebody who wants to listen to them, just go to Mashi. So this person, the last time she submit the homework was like a year and a half ago. And she said she's struggled so much since then. But Longpa said she actually is pretty good. She's doing pretty well. She said she's kind of sunk into all these despairs or, you know, unpleasant feelings. But Longpa said actually good because she knows it. And because there's a lot of experiences, she becomes more skillful. She said she got lost quite often, and Longpa suggests her to find a home base or an object where she can stay with. For example, like chanting, using Buddha, just say Buddha, 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 and when the mind sways away from it, just know so. So she said she has become more skillful. Even when she thinks that she got lost totally into some thought, Longpa said, no, actually, you were skillful in that, and you are now more skillful in being mindful. So this person, Longpa said, she's feeling really stressed. She said the last time her homework was to observe the mind and the body during the daily life. She said she felt she made some progress, but I'm not as good as she wanted to. And she still got lost quite often. So Longpa said, actually, that's good because now you can see it when your mind wanders off. And that's the path to wisdom. It's actually building, cultivating wisdom that the mind acts on its own. And there's no self. It's not your, they're not you. The body and the mind are not you. You can't control it. The more you see that, the more you will come to the understanding that there's no self. The body and the mind are their own thing. So just keep observing. And so she's actually doing correctly, but the aim, her aims are not quite right. Because she's aiming for being mindful all the time, or not being bad or having unpleasant thoughts. So he said, set the aim straight, set the goal straight. The goal is to be mindful, to observe things in its natural way. Don't aim for something lesser than wisdom. Just go do some house chores, like sweeping or whatever, to see the body moving. And she said, should she increase the concentration? She said, by doing that, you already have concentration enough. So he said, should she try to do it for the whole day, whole night? And he said, but actually, it's more like that already, because she's been doing it for so long now. It has been more and more automatic. So just keep on practicing like this. This is his yearly submission. Yeah, he's very excited, and he forget what he planned to talk. But anyways, he said he thinks he's understand more of how to practice. But Long Po pointed out that is he over focusing right now? Does he know that? And he said yes. And he said it's normally like this, but when his mind wanders off, he knows. And now he's just over-focused again. And Lopo said, it doesn't matter as long as you have the awareness that it is. So he said that all the phenomena just keep changing alternately, one right after another. And so he just observed that. And he said, he just try not to listen to too many people, try to assess himself according to the teaching. And Lopa said it's actually good, because otherwise we would get confused. So he said his weakness is busy mind, and Lopa said it's good that he knows what his weakness is. So just know that when it's too busy, he can do some concentration, like chanting Putto to increase the concentration a little bit more, to strengthen the mind a little bit more. But it's good that he knows all these things going on. And he said he made a promise that he would try to practice more. And Long Po Anumotana. So is there anything he needs to improve? And Long Po said, just keep on practicing, observing the body and the mind. And then one day when the mind is wise enough, the mind would more clearly see that the body is its own thing, the mind is its own thing, it acts and behaves on its own, there's no self in it. This is the second time this man has come here. He tried to practice from his homework, his suggestion the last time, and also watched some YouTubes. He has a question, like when he played YouTube, and while he's laying down and he falls asleep, and then when he wakes up, YouTube is still playing. Is he doing it? Is it okay to do like that? And when he comes to and the YouTube file is still playing, he felt bad. And then when he realized that, the unpleasant feeling disappeared. Is it okay? Long Po said yes. Now he's offering his apologies to all people. who he might have caused some unpleasant or unwholesome feelings or experiences. So he has a question about the home base or an object. Okay, so Longpo is trying explaining with home base is something like, for example, putto. Some people chant putto, putto in their mind, and when the mind strays away from the home base or the putto, just know so. Okay, so by having the home base, it's actually good for the practice because you have like a landmark or something to check when the mind is lost, and there's something for you to come back to and start over. So that way you can increase practicing mindfulness. Longpo just said that sleeping or laying down while practicing is not incorrect, but is not wise to do it. He's not suggesting it because it's difficult, because you can easily fall asleep anytime. Okay, she said. Okay. So his mind is the home base then for him, and Longpo said yes, because he thinks so much, so he can use mind as a home base, like see the mind movement and you know all these activities, but he also suggests to use somebody, the body movements to strengthen the mind. Okay, he said many people are too stiff. Just loosen up, take a deep breath. Okay, so this person's been practicing for almost 10 years, but it's the first time to submit the homework. She thinks a lot, but she also loves beauty and good, beautiful things. But she tried to incorporate the practice into her daily life. She's a hairdresser. So whenever she has a customer and she talks, her mouth moves up and down. So she observed that. Or when she's laughing, she noticed that whatever she's talking about just disappeared. And just the knower that is dominant. And sometimes, and lately when she sleeps, seems like she's not sleeping at all because her mind keeps working and being aware. And when she sometimes also dreams about practicing, like when she's dreaming about eating some sweets, then she knows so in her sleep. Or when she was walking in her dream, she knows so. She notices that all the emotions are not very powerful and overpowering your mind, the mind. And the body seems to just kind of feel a little bit more detached to the body. Just the other day, she went to one temple where they practice. So she joined them in doing the concentration, sitting meditation. And she felt she got a vision while doing that. The light, she saw the light. And there's happiness coupled with the light, the brightness. But she also has the knower observing this. And seeing that her mind, the knower knows that the mind kind of, you know, circling around the brightness and the happiness, the joy that arises. And she can hear the bird and all the animal noises. It comes up and it disappears. And she can see the light changes, like sometimes bright, sometimes dim. And sometimes it's appears and disappears occasionally too. During her daily routine, and when she hears the alarm that she set, just to remind, as a reminder, she feels like during the alarm, and the alarm is making the noise, it seems there's so many things going on in her concentration, in her meditation. And Paul asks whether she knows that her mind is kind of out there. It's not inside her, it's not at the base. So she needs to do it more in a relaxing way. If she knows that her mind is off base, it's good. So she said when she's at home, it's more at the base, but now she's excited. Okay, so the next person. She thinks a lot. And when she tries to do it herself at home, she has so many questions, but now she's joining the course, all the questions kind of disappear. Rinpoche said it's actually good, because if she thinks too much, then she would most definitely have questions. So when the curiosity comes up, just know so and it would disappear. And he just pointed out that she has this strong urge to talk. Can she see it? And she said, while she's doing the sitting meditation, she feels tension in her shoulders. It's quite painful, but she observed it and it's gone. Long Paul said, well, just don't try to make that situation or experience happen again, because it will never come up again. And she said, oh, that's exactly what she's trying to do. She tried to set herself up for that so she can see it disappear again. The last time he submitted the homework was 5 months ago. And at the time he was told that he could separate all the aggregates. And after that, she tried to observe more. And he feels that his mindfulness becomes sharper, quicker. He could see the appearing and disappearing. Whether it's immediately or it would stay for a little while and disappear. And he could see whether he's biased or impartial towards the phenomenon. He said, good, keep practicing. But can he see, though, that his mind is off base? He said, yes. And it's because he's been too lax lately. So was it a bad student? So because when you don't practicing regularly, your mind becomes weak. The concentration becomes weak, and you can't really practice or observe truthfully or effectively. Lungpo asked whether she can see how she changed. Lungpo said, and she said, yes, she can. And Lungpo said, he never expected her to be able to make such a progress. In fact, Longpo, she's telling Longpo that she was doing some type of practice, but then it kind of feel like too still. So she tried to change the method, the technique she's using. So now she's using putto and doing the breath and observing the breath. She said that's what she's trying to do. She thinks she understands more about how to practice, but she thinks the problem is that whether it doesn't matter how much she thinks she understands more, it seems like her mind is not really set in to practicing or really practice for the end of suffering. Longpa said, can she see that she's whining? And And she said, not really. And so he pointed out again, and she said, now she thinks she can. So Lompa said, whenever she feels like whining or complaining, just see it at it directly. Don't avoid it. Okay. So don't try to follow the urge to whine or to complain. Don't give in to that feeling. She said she's not strong enough. And Lompa said, just know when there's the urge, the drive to complain and to whine. Just know what comes up in the present moment. And when the mind is at the present moment, it can become stronger. If you started to whine and complain, there's somebody who actually listen to it, you become worse. Lompa said, just don't give in to that urges. And she said she put up all these photos of her masters, Khun Mae Chan Di, all around the house. And whenever she sees one, she's kind of like, you know, have a quick kick. And Lompa said, good. Because she needs to get stronger and don't give in to the desire to whine or complain, you know, being a baby. So just continue doing the puto, and when the mind stays away, just know so. That's good enough. And now she's trying to tell her experiences in a whining manner, and Lompa pointed out again, and she said, yes, she can see that, and she thinks it's disgusting, but Lompa said, don't fall into the same old trap. Don't allow it to happen. Don't allow yourself to follow, to sink into the feeling. You need to straighten up. So just keep on practicing and strengthen yourself up. Just succumb to the urge to whine. Okay, so this person said while she was trying to do the concentration practice, and she felt like she probably did it incorrectly. She's not sure. Lompa said, if you're not sure, who else would know if it is or not? She said some of the teaching assistant suggested her to stop and redo everything, start over. So she tried to do it again with the teaching of the teaching assistant, and Lompa said, actually, you need to check with the teaching assistant whether there's a change. But if she has mindfulness this along with all the experiences, that's correct. And he suggests thing her that try to stick with one teaching assistant, because if she goes around, chops around, she's going to get confused easily, because there's so various teachings and suggestions. Okay, so that's it. Thank you.